List of the Rock called Bon Jovi, which came in number one in the fan voting. Cars came in fourth therein. Dire Straits third in the voting therein. Moody Blues actually came in second therein. Nina Simone as well. And Judas Priest in the top five in fan voting, but not in the list for 2018 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Greg Harris, CEO of the Rock Hall, join us at 7:40. Talk more about the process and what now with the Rock Hall and, of course, the big induction come April. With that in mind, Joe Roman heads up the Greater Cleveland Partnership in studio. Talk about a few things about our town. And let's just continue on the Rock Hall for a second because we know the history back and forth. It is so nice having the event here. It's truly an event, and it took a lot to get behind it. Corporate community, you know this. Everybody had to get in on this thing, right?
It did. You know what? My funny story about the Rock Hall is, or the whole industry, is when we first started working on the Rock Hall in the late 80s and early 90s, most of my board members didn't even know what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame might be. Today, I have a chairman who actually is in a rock and roll band. That's how things have moved over 30 years.
Great point. It's a big part of our town, and next April we've got the induction. Okay. Joe Roman, and let me run a couple things by you. We're talking off the air, and for a variety of reasons. I've been a fan of Dave's Supermarkets for so long in this town. They believe in community, and that story continues, right?
They absolutely do. Where Dave's locates, great things tend to happen because they are solid. They realize what a supermarket can mean to a community if it's high quality. And they know that developers then start looking at land around those locations. This most recent one that we've actually invested in Midtown, will follow up on some great things in Midtown, but also create Midtown as another new housing opportunity for the city. It's a great in-between University Circle and downtown. But if you're going to live there, you need that easy access to food. And that's what Dave's does. Ohio City, elsewhere, they invest in the community for the long term.
The drive from Euclid out, or however you want to get to the clinic.
Right.
That's, to me, the next area.
Yeah, that.
And that's kind of what we're talking about. Midtown, it's going to take a while.
Midtown Opportunity Corridor, the investment that RTA made in their rail line, bus rail line that goes from downtown. Just, you know, people come from all over the country to study that line that RTA has put in. And they're doing it again on the west side, as you saw the ribbon cutting earlier this year. Again, between what's happening in the Opportunity Corridor area and the West 25th Street area, we have two neighborhoods of our community that can really explode over the next 15 years.
Joe Roman of the Greater Cleveland Partnership for a couple more minutes. The federal government and the tax reform bill, it's in conference, but I've heard a lot of things that might affect communities. Tax credits. You've been to D.C. a couple times. Historic tax credits. Some of these things that have really been used by Cleveland and other cities to do some great things, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we have some people there today. So the historic tax credits and the new markets tax credits have been incredible tools for our community. Our organization itself has garnered over $200 million of new markets tax credit that we've put back into the community. Cuyahoga County is the 10th largest county in the country in terms of receiving those awards, and we put them to great use, including things like the whole new Salvation Army campus that we, and people think about what we do downtown.
Great point.
But those credits help things like the Salvation Army portfolio. We were just at their new place in East Cleveland last week. Amazing stuff that they're doing in the community in tandem with lots of other people. They're credits we can't afford to lose. We have, you know, we are a community unlike others, especially in the Southwest, where historic credits are critical because we have buildings we want to save and we want to make them a part of our community.
Let's go to the airport here for a couple things. It looks like the numbers for Hopkins, and I want to ask you about business in general, but the numbers for Hopkins looks like a good year.
Very, 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 right? Very, very good year. We've caught back up to where we were when United had a hub here. They're still a big carrier here, but when they had a hub, we're back to that point. But maybe even the better news in terms of that transformation is that our prices have gone down considerably.
The competition.
So we once you see that competition and you see the new air carriers that have come in here over the last 2 years, that excites everybody, creates new opportunities for everybody, and we're all benefiting from
You've
it.
You've had some international travel yourself.
Yes.
More of that on the future?
I think there is. It's amazing. We were hoping that WOW Airlines and then Iceland Air, which came in the same day, would start to get attention for this market in terms of its connections to the international community, and that's happening. So I hope that in 2018 we're going to see some additional international. But I would recommend to everybody, if you if you're interested or if you've never been to Europe, try WOW Airlines. Try Iceland Air. It's a very, very inexpensive way to get there, and then you can enjoy yourself. My daughter just flew to Rotterdam through Iceland and had a great time.
Get you out of here on this, as I ask a lot of people. So how's business for you? We came off a tremendous year. Year before with the RNC, this year and next year?
It's been a tremendous year. The momentum is continuing for our own organization. Came off of a very successful RNC, moved into our new strategy study effort, which we'll announce early next year.
Okay.
We're seeing lots of opportunities. We're seeing lots of outsiders reexamining Cleveland as a place to invest. Hopefully we'll get an Amazon headquarters, but we got 3,000 jobs from Amazon in 2017.
Don't take those.
And an additional 900 from the Progressive Insurance Company. That's huge, and I think it's going to continue.
Big new headquarters for Amazon. I haven't missed anything.
No, really, you haven't missed anything. Okay. My guess is sometime early next year, if they want to stay on schedule, they'll pick some number of cities to probably go visit so that they can kick the tires and make sure that what they read in terms of what we submitted is actually true and doable. And here it is and will be.
Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership. Great to see you as always. Thanks for your partnership. You keep us in the loop on business at WTAM, and we thank you, pal.
This was my first album, I think.
You think this one? They're in now. Good to see you. Have a great... You still got the album? It'd be worth
something. I think so,
Your kids want to play it now, right? Have a great Christmas too, bro.
You too.